Page 80. Night of the party. What's wrong?
Sophie sniffs and draws in an unsteady breath.
You know the BB thing?
Zara feels suddenly freezing and giddy. She holds onto the edge of the desk to steady herself. The crescendo of the kettle boiling is drowned out by the frightened roar of her blood in her ears. Yes, she manages, but her voice sounds weird, odd and distant, not hers.
We used to have this au pair, Sophie's saying. Me and Ash. Jagner. She stayed in London after she worked for us. She met this guy and... She came to see us yesterday to say goodbye. She's going back to Poland and... It's so unfair.
Yes. Zara says again, in the same strange voice. She sits tight on the box with her arms folded over her stomach.
And my stupid parents, Sophie says. Dad, anyway, you know what he said after Jagner had gone? He said it was just as well she was going home, because if she'd stayed after the law came in, we'd have had to decide whether to report her. And I said, of course we wouldn't have. And he said, but then we'd have been breaking the law. He's such an arse.
She fishes a tiny turquoise hairband out of her pocket and twists at it.
He said it's probably best to avoid friends who aren't BB from now on. Even Mum said that. You don't want to have to choose between reporting someone or breaking the law.
The hairband snaps.
Right, Zara says, aiming for lightness, missing it by a million miles.
Zara? Sophie whispers.
She gives a weak, fleeting smile. You'd better not know me, Sophie.
Sophie looks at her steadily, her eyes still brilliant from crying.
Fuck that, she says.
Tracy Matthews, Night of the Party, 2018.